Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
All right, well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, and this is Reverend Adam Lee. All right, well, as usual, we are going to be taking callers with questions on any topic within their lives, and we are doing one question per caller, one part questions only, please. And as always, if you would like, you can get private readings scheduled through our website over at howpsychic.com. That is how, as in like, how are you today? All right, well, we are already trying to log into the queue here for the show, and we are starting up the chat room as we speak. And I see that we already have a few people in the queue for today. I'm going to introduce our co-host, Lolita, now. Hello, Lolita. How are you doing today?
I am doing good, Adam. How's it going with you?
I'm doing great and very thankful for being alive and well and, you know, very thankful for all the blessings in life. And as always, we want to wish a happy holidays to everyone out there and happy Thanksgiving for those of you that celebrate Thanksgiving. Once more, you know, we always try and celebrate the different events that take place within the world, within the astrological universe. And we have recently been in retrograde, and we are still in retrograde. Mercury retrograde for all of you that are listening. And what's so interesting about this time in Mercury retrograde is, Lolita, we just had a solar eclipse, correct?
Yeah, we have a solar eclipse / Mercury retrograde in Sagittarius and a new moon in Sagittarius.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's all
about the truth coming out now.
Oh, yes. And as well, it's the retrograde energetic, the energy that the Mercury retrograde has projected is being affected by the solar eclipse that we had. And what this does is the solar eclipse balances out that energy and makes room for the truth in all situations around us to finally come out. It cleanses, it purifies, and it still teaches the lessons of patience. On today's show, we are going to be featuring something in tribute to Thanksgiving. For every caller that calls in with a question today, we would like you to state one thing that you are thankful for having within your life, whether it be a person, a place, a situation, or just simply having a roof over your head and food in your stomach. As you know, through the law of attraction, we like to be thankful and grateful for what we do have, for that gratitude continues to bring in and manifest more into our lives in a positive form. Wouldn't you agree, Lolita?
Yes, I definitely agree. Yeah.
All right. Well, I am having a little bit of slight trouble with this chat room here. I'm going to try and once more reopen this chat room. And we shall see what happens here. And Lolita should be on the chat room momentarily or within the next few minutes as we are having some technical difficulties today. And
well,
just
like,
a couple
like
of minutes.
Surprise.
Yes. In just a couple of minutes, we will begin to take our callers. As a special note to everyone out there for today, we are featuring a discount rate on all spiritual work for 30% off. And if you want to get the 30% off of spiritual work provided through our website, all you need during checkout is to enter the promo code RADIODISCOUNT, all lowercase, two separate terms. All right, I am trying to still connect here as I am now experiencing some internet problems.
That's fine. So, we'll get it. I mean, if you, I don't know if you're able to. I don't know on my end if I can open it up, so I won't know in about a couple of minutes. But if you can't open it, I won't be able to open it. Right?
Yeah. That's correct. As it is holiday season, we all kind of have a little bit of issues with the internet because a lot of people like to hop on the internet during the holidays.
Yeah.
All right. I'm now trying to resolve the issue, but our show will be a little shorter than what is scheduled, so everyone does know. We always try and end the show a wee bit earlier than it is always scheduled for, just as a special note. So we will be trying to take as many callers as we possibly can today, and we should have our issues here fixed momentarily. Go ahead.
And also anyone that's out there listening, this is a great time. Anytime we have a full moon or a new moon, it's a great time to really get a reading and start your journey of spiritual work, especially even now with the being in Sagittarius. You know, Sagittarius is all about having the truth come out in a lot of people. Also journeys and how can I say this? It's also about acknowledging some of the emotions that you want to release. So in this new moon, it actually really helped out. And doing the spiritual work kind of gives it a little lift also.
Oh,
yes. Would you say that? Because I know with me it did when I did it on the solar eclipse and then Capricorn and everything was back-to-back, and it was really powerful.
Mm-hmm. And for those of you that don't know what we're talking about in the way of spiritual work could be work that is done remotely for you, for cutting cords, cleansing you of negative energies that you've absorbed from others, helping you rebalance your chakras and cleanse any blockages there. I also provide on our website spiritual work that will help you accomplish some of your goals. If you're looking to attract more money, if you're looking to attract more love, if you're looking just to simply speed things along or get the truth to come out about situations, people, and places within your life, that can all be done through spiritual work as well as through the reading counseling provided by myself and by Metamorphosis and by Pooja Desai over on our website at HousePsychic.com. All right, well, it does look like we have our internet once more connected. I'm going to go ahead and refresh the browser here so I can get into the panel once more, and we'll start taking calls. All right. And I am almost there. We do thank you once more for your patience.
Also, while Adam is getting that up, I just also want to mention, if you're not familiar with the new moon and the full moon, definitely Google it, because there's a lot of information out there. And there's this also young, nice young lady that's on Blog Talk. Her name is Linda Berry, and she really, really goes over the moon cycle. So definitely listen to her. She had a show today at 3. And also it will tell you like different meditations on that phase. So for instance, today was a Sagittarius. It gives you things that helps you release during this phase. So definitely use the internet if you're not very educated on what the new moon and full moon is all about. Just wanted to point that out there.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lolita. And we now have the queue up and going once more. I'm going to go ahead and now bring on our first caller, who is coming under the area code 954. And hello, caller, you are live and on air. Hello, caller, by the area code 954, you are live and on air. Okay. Well, we'll try back with that area code later, and we will just go ahead and move along to our next caller, who is coming under the area code 786. Hello, caller. You should now be live and on air.
Yes. Hi, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call. Well, my question for you is going to be a relationship question. I'm not quite sure how you would like me to word it. Do you need the person's name and my name?
Well, one moment, please. We, for each caller on today's show, we want each caller to state one thing that they are grateful for.
Okay. I have a lot of things I'm grateful for. But I'm grateful for living in this wonderful country that we live in and the freedom and the liberty and how beautiful it is. And that's one of the things I'm grateful for, among many.
Okay, wonderful. Well, what is your question?
Well, did you need my name and the person's name? Is it going to be a relationship question?
It's not a necessary thing. All I do require right now is your name.
Okay, well, my name is Gigi. I go by Gigi. And the question is a relationship question. For the gentleman that I'm interested in, and it's been a kind of a slow process, and we work together. And I was wondering, do you see things coming to fruition with he and I? Do you see him reaching out to me?
Okay, let's see here.
His name is Gavin.
I do actually see him reaching out to you, and I can feel here that while he has been quite a bit distracted in his life, I feel that he is going to be making more time to spend with you pretty soon. I even see some movement forward in that direction sometime between now and the very beginning of December. Okay?
Well, that's what my other reading said. So that's like right on.
Wonderful.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
That makes me happy. Oh, wonderful. Okay. I was going to ask, maybe if you guys get a chance later on your show, if you can talk a little more about the retrograde, or I don't really understand any of that stuff, and I wanted to know how it kind of applies to my life, and if you guys have a chance to, I would like to listen to that.
Well, for example, Mercury retrograde actually tends to affect more so our finances than anything. It can affect any portion of our life to a degree, whichever portions of our lives that we have to learn how to be patient and continue to think positive. And what it does to teach us that lesson is it will slow down the process of more money coming in or the process of whatever situation it tries to target to teach you that lesson. And when you have learned that lesson, it will allow and will speed along the process to move forward of whichever situation it began to affect to teach you said lesson. But, yes, we will go more into the Mercury retrograde if we get a chance on today's show. Okay?
Okay. Awesome. Wonderful. Thank you. And join the
Thank
You show.
Thank you.
If you don't mind leaving me on hold, that'll be wonderful.
Okay. No problem.
Thank you. Good
Thank
night.
You. Thank you. You too. Thank you.
All right. Well, we have quite a few callers for today in the queue. And let me get over here to the chat room, check and see if there's anything in here. I'm thankful for the
place.
Okay. Go ahead, Lo.
I'm about to get on there in 1 minute, too.
Okay, great. Well, I'll leave you to the chat room then, and we're going to move it right along, and we're going to once more see if our 954 area code is in our queue here. All right. Well, 954, if you want to call back in, we can try and bring you on air. But our next caller for today is coming under the area code 978. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great today.
Good,
how are
you?
You doing?
I'm doing very good. And
wonderful.
I am thankful to be alive. I'm thankful for this opportunity to experience I guess to experience the human experience on the planet Earth.
Wonderful.
Learning a lot.
Wonderful. Yes, it seems to life here on the planet Earth really is a continuous and ongoing learning experience through both the good and the bad situations we experience here in the world. So
yes.
How may we help you today? What is your question?
My name is Dee, and my question is about relationships. Do you see anything on the horizon, or do you see anything changing in the near future in either direction?
Okay. All right, let's see here. Well, I actually am seeing a real good relationship on the horizon for you, something totally brand new. And I feel that this individual is going to be coming in somewhere at the very beginning of 2012, okay? I'm looking around the 24th and the 25th of January as far as when this person's coming in. You have a good 88 to 89% chance of that happening around that timeline. I feel this person is much more stable than anything you've had before. However, even though this person is stable and financially secure, they always seem to be on the move. It looks to me like they are someone that loves to travel and loves to be able to get around, but always has a home base. I even see this individual, and this is a rarity when I'm looking at new individuals coming in for people, I even see that this individual has a boat, okay? It's sort of like a boat house or a boat, and I feel that they spend a lot of their time on this boat. And in essence, I feel that this boat has been like their home. I keep seeing them floating on the water. So I feel that while they have a home with on the land, this boat really is their home as well. This is how you should know this person.
Okay. How are you?
Wonderful.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in. Hey, Lo, how many times do
yeah.
I see someone with a boat?
I know, right? Yeah.
So cool.
Oh, my God, that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like mine.
Right. Yeah. All right, well, let's see here. There's 954 once more. Hello, 954, you are live and on air.
Hi, this is Mary. I think the call dropped. Happy day after Thanksgiving. And,
happy day
thank
after
you,
Thanksgiving.
Nice to hear you. I'm wondering what you see as well as far as any coming relationship and also anything regarding financial issues.
Okay. Well, I will get to that in one moment, but we would like you to state one thing that you are grateful for during this holiday season.
Well, I have some family where I am, that, or some friends where I am that call them family because they're like my family, my own family, not in the area. And I was invited for a wonderful dinner yesterday and good time. So I'm very grateful. I have leftovers all week.
Great.
Oh, wow. We're coming over.
Yeah.
All right. Wonderful. Well, as you were talking, I was tuning in financially to your situations going on. And I keep seeing how everything has been so sporadic for you. It's like you've had consistent forms of income, but then I felt like that transitioned into something that was a lot more sporadic and kind of like you having a hard time trying to balance everything out here.
And
what I'm seeing is actually that there is a new business opportunity that is going to be unfolding in very extraordinarily good ways in your life. And I see that this business opportunity is really going to give you the time and the flexibility you need to live your life and to follow your dreams and to follow what you excel in. And I feel that you're going to be very successful with this. I see this happening in just shy of 3 months' time. I see that you're going to have it all going. It's all going to be in the right direction. And you're already going to be seeing some money and some income from this. I feel one of the problems that has held you back for so long with it is because of the lack of funds and resources, where I no longer see that problem being a problem. I see the resolve. I'm seeing the solution coming in very shortly within your life in the next 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks.
Yes, believe it or not.
Do I know anything about this type of business, or is it anything that, or is like coming out of the blue?
It is something that you know a lot about. It's something that you're very passionate about, but have never thought you would ever have the opportunity to do something like this.
You don't pick up the area, though.
I know it deals a lot with people's emotions and helping people emotionally transition through their different states of life. But I also think it has a more hardcore business side to it as well.
Is it a spiritual pursuit or...
I would say it's a combination between psychological and spiritual.
Interesting. Because that's where I'm very interested in the areas.
Oh, yeah.
So it's something that I have had a lot of experience in, something that will be presented to me, I assume.
Oh, yes. It's something that's going to be presented to you while you're looking for something totally different.
Really? Am I physically capable of this pursuit? Because I've had some issues with physical strength and some health
God
issues.
God will provide the physical ability when the time is right. You
really?
Have had a lot of faith, and it is not time to lose that faith.
That's true, yes. And do you see, along with this, do you see any type of relationship developing around me as well?
Actually, I see relationships developing for you around this, but I feel the first thing that's got to happen here is that this financial stuff has got to be taken care of first. And it's going to go along pretty quickly, so you won't have to wait too long anyway. And then you're going to meet the man that you marry directly
really?
After it begins to unfold financially.
This is a new person, I'm assuming, and...
Totally new individual. The person from the past, come on, you're totally over it. Let's just be honest here. You're over the frustration. While you do care about him, you you're tired of playing the games.
Yeah, you got that right. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
The nail on the head. And anything about this new person that I would recognize?
Okay.
Or?
Actually always dresses in a very professional but yet somewhat casual manner, okay?
Huh.
So it's not like it's not like they're always in like the t-shirt with the pants, you know, they're a little more dressy uppy as casual business.
That sounds good. And
somewhat tall. Okay. But that's just about all I get about them, other than the personality, which I say is phenomenally close to yours.
Really?
And I would say that you will know him when you see him, because it is going to be the look of his eyes that draws you in the most.
Wow, and that's usually what I look for. Absolutely.
I know.
Wow. Now, is he close to my age, younger, older, or?
He is closer to your age, but we are only doing one question per caller. I let you get away with two, so I have to thank you for calling in.
You were great. Okay, well, I'll have to let you know when this turns up.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Please remember, for a private one-on-one session to get more in detail, visit howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. All right, Lolita, I see that you're still experiencing some issues logging into the chat room.
Yeah, I'm, working on it right now.
Okay. And if you still have a little bit of issues, let me know, and I'll try and refresh
okay.
the chat room.
Okay.
All right. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 908. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, this is James. My birthday is May 1st, 1973. I told you before.
Hello, James.
Yes, hello. I'm dating a girl. Her name is Jamie. I've been dating her about a month now, and I was wondering.
Okay, James, one moment, please. We would like you to state one thing that you are grateful for during this holiday.
My sister and my brother and my nieces and my nephews.
Okay, wonderful. And yes, you were saying you were dating this girl, and
I'm dating a girl named Jamie about a month now, and I was wondering if. You see that as being the girl that I've been looking for.
I feel that she has a good possibility of being the girl that you've been looking for. I feel that it will go well for you, as I have stated for you in the past. I feel that you have had a lot of patience with this one, but just continue to be patient and try and be as positive as possible. As well, right now, it is time for you to focus on yourself, and I feel that when you do so, all other things with her will unfold for the better in your life.
Yeah, because you know what? Me and her are going out, but I feel like, yes, she's my girlfriend now, but I feel that it's actually friends. Feels like friends. I feel that it's going to take me a long time to be able to say that I love her.
Okay. Well, it will not take that long, and I know that things will speed along pretty quickly for you. Just have a little faith and try and remain positive.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Could you keep me on hold so I can listen?
Of course.
Have a great day, and I'm hoping you had a great Thanksgiving yesterday.
Yes, I did. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Our next caller for today is coming under the area code 229. All right. And hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
This has got to be Melvin from
problem.
Albany, Georgia.
Yes, it is.
Hi, Melvin.
Hey,
how are you?
How are you doing? Yes.
Doing good.
I want to just say what I'm thankful for for this holiday season and every season is Jesus. I'm thankful to have Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
Wonderful.
And I'm thankful. And I'm thankful for my health that he gives me each day, each moment, each second. And I'm thankful for that.
Wonderful.
There we go.
All right. Yes, we all have to be thankful for that. Well, how may we help you today? What is your question for our show?
Okay, my question is, my friend and I have reconnected. I haven't spoken with her since June of this year, but we actually texted each other and talked to each other on yesterday. And I want to ask her, does she want to come back, you know, move back in with me? And what do you see with that coming up with us? Do you see a long-term relationship with that situation?
Okay. I do see a reconnect with her, and I do feel that a new relationship will have a good chance at blossoming and coming around back into your life with her. However, I do not feel that her moving back in with you would happen right away. I feel that once the offer is out there, it will take quite some time before that offer is taken up by her. And I'm not saying it won't ever happen, because I know there is a high chance of it happening. I just feel it will take a while before it unfolds.
Okay. But it will happen.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Is this woman, she's the one that, do you see us getting married down the road?
Actually, it's a little bit early for your situation for me to tell you that. But I can say if all goes well, then marriage would be one of the things I would see coming out of it.
Okay.
Hey, Melvin, can I ask you a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have family in Columbus?
Oh, my God. Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a brother?
He doesn't stay in Columbus, though.
Did he used to?
No, ma'am. My two sisters used to stay now in Columbus, Georgia.
Okay. I was just curious.
My brother passed away last year. He was staying with my sister for a little bit in Columbus for a couple of months.
He wants you to know that you're not alone. He's come to visit you from time to time, and he loves you dearly, even though there has been a distance between. I don't know what the distance between is, but that's what he says.
Okay. Yeah, he passed away last year with cancer. My brother did, and that was after about 7 months, 8 months later. Before, first it was my mother, and then in 2009, and then my brother in 2010. Passed away.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And, you know, they're on the other side and they're watching you. They're trying to make sure you're okay. And I feel like there's somebody on the other side, even though there was a distance in between it. It sort of feels to me like there was a lot of tension in the family from time to time, but in the end, the family always came together.
Oh, yeah, we have.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
We stick together pretty much, yes, sir. Mm-hmm. We stick together pretty much.
Well, the good Lord has allowed this to come through, so you know that they're okay, and they want to know that you're okay and that you're going to be okay? I feel that you've had a lot of troubling times, and you've had a lot of miracles that have happened to keep you from being out there, you know? And I feel that this is because you have had some pretty strong guardians on the other side, and they're looking out for you. And just maintain that faith during this difficult time.
Okay. Because, you know, my main focus is trying to, you know, finish up school with my degree. I hope to get back in school in January of next year, my last semester. I'm a senior. And that's what I want to do. And I just kind of ran that. Well, I did run out of tuition, so I'm trying to apply for grants and scholarships so I can finish it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, great. Well, I know you will be successful. Thank you. Yes, Lolita, go ahead.
Hey, Melvin, I have just a little suggestion, because I have been
listening to you for a while now, and I do agree what Adam says to have the faith. To the young lady that you're dating, just let that be, because I recall your relationship with the young lady that used to live with you. So what I would do if I were you is just focus on your career and just know that everything will come in the flow. And I personally would seek out some guidance or some spiritual work to help you have better faith. I think once you realize it is all going to work out, you will actually know that it will just all fall into place. So definitely check out Adam's website. And there's different kind of packages on there, and they're very, very inexpensive. And that's just my suggestion to you, just from listening to you for months now. Because I think that you kind of know, and I know you got, I know that you're going to be very, very successful and have everything, and you deserve all that, and I know you're truly guided. But I just think that having someone show you the faith and know that you're truly guided, I would definitely check out Adam. He's my mentor, to be quite honest, and he's really helped me, and I've always will say that on every show that he has. So definitely check him out and just research, and it's whenever you're ready. But I just wanted to give you that suggestion to you, okay?
I sure will. Thank you for that so much. I would definitely check out the website and see what he has to offer for me, and I do need that.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, Melvin. Have a good one.
All right. Have a blessed day. Appreciate
you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
A quick question in the chat. Dee wants to know what's coming up with her love life.
Okay, great. Give me one moment, Dee, and I'm going to bring on Pooja Desai from Believe Healing. Hello, Pooja. How are you doing today, darling?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Welcome, stranger.
Doing wonderful, yes. Welcome back.
It's been a long, long time, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, it's wonderful to have you back on. All right, well, you can jump in at any time if you feel anything for anyone, Pooja, or have any suggestions. I'm going to go ahead and answer Dee's question here. Now, remind me, Lolita, what was the question for Dee?
Anything coming into her love life.
Okay. All right. Well, I do see something unfolding around March. I don't know exactly what's happening in March for you, Dee, but I am seeing the timeline of March, and I feel something really good in your love life is going to transpire at that time. I even see more communication from a person of the past, but I don't necessarily think that that's going to be the person in March. So don't know what's happening in March per se in a specific manner, but just be positive and know that something's on its way because it really feels like a good opportunity for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dee. All right, Pooja, well, yes, it is wonderful to have you back on air. Is there anything that you're grateful for during this time of year, Pooja?
I'm thankful for a lot of things. I'm thankful for, you know, just the gifts that I've been given, the gifts that everybody else has been given, for all the time my friends and family have kind of stepped in for me, the weather, the show, you guys, everything. There are a lot of things.
Oh. Cool. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take our next caller for today, who's coming under the area code 310. All right. And hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, this is Vince calling from Los Angeles. How are you?
Yes,
hey,
hello, man. Vincent. How are you doing today?
Okay.
Great. And what are you thankful for?
Well, I am thankful that I still have a roof over my head. In spite of that, come January, unless a miracle happens, I'm going to be out on the streets.
Okay. I understand. Well, I actually do see a miracle happening for you, and I do not feel that you will be out on the street. In fact, I feel that help will come from the least expected position and direction. And I, in fact, feel that you are, during this time, going to find out who your real friends are and who your enemies are. And one thing is that you're finding out already who your enemies are. So
yeah.
Pretty soon you're going to find out who your real friends are, who are the people in your life that really do care and really do want the best for you. And I see that transpiring pretty soon. I also get the feeling here that St. Michael, the Archangel, as well as Uriel and Gabriel are out there trying to guide you, protect you, and keep you from becoming homeless during this time. All right, well, anyways, that was answers for questions you weren't even asking quite yet. But I do know you have another question, so go ahead.
Yeah. Well, in I've been out of work for almost 4 years. My unemployment just ran out, and last week I had a hearing because I've been involved in a lawsuit against my former employer. It was a workman's comp case, and last week we were supposed to have a hearing in front of a judge, me, my lawyer, and the workman's comp, and we never got to see the judge. They offered me a $3,000 settlement, and I turned it down because it was just ridiculous. We have scheduled another hearing. Yeah, we scheduled another hearing for February. I'm going to try and come up with some more evidence, and I'm just wondering how you see that going, if I'm going to get offered a lot more, like close to what I want. Or.
Mm-hmm. You are going to get offered a lot more, and you know what? One of the messages that was coming through very clearly during your question was smoking gun, okay? I'm sure you know what that term means if you watch sweet TV a lot, but I see that you're going to get the smoking gun, which is the most vital piece of evidence to help your case. And I feel that this is going to be something that you do come out on top of.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm...
All right. Wonderful. All right. Well, I don't see it getting resolved anytime sooner than what's already laid out. However, I don't see it being prolonged any further either. Okay.
Yeah, because it's been ongoing 4 years. So is there money coming for me anytime soon?
Oh, yes. There's even another form of money coming in that'll be a best benefit for you during this hard time. And I feel this money coming in at about just shy of 4 weeks.
Okay. That'll be a blessing.
All right. Wonderful.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. And what in the way of healing, Pooja, would you suggest he could use?
With him, I feel like there's just a lot of, there's a general clearing that he would probably need, just because it seems like he needs a little bit more clarity where his thoughts are involved. So I'm getting a little bit there. I'm definitely getting, I feel like solar plexus is probably the place where he's getting hit the most.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, but in general.
Maybe something with the third eye a little.
Yeah, definitely, because of the, it seems like there's just confusion there, so. The third eye would definitely help, especially with people when you're trying to figure out who's, you know, being real and who's not and telling the truth or not. So, yeah, definitely.
Of course. All right. Thank you, Pooja.
Yeah,
our next caller is coming under the area code 760. Hello, caller. You are live and on air.
Hi, this is Michael.
Yes. Hello, Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
Great. No problem. What are you thankful for today?
I am thankful for the energy of all that is and all of the angels and guides that are assisting me.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
All right. What is your question, please?
Well, it's along those lines. Without long stories, I've been going through lots of growth. in opening, having more courage, and allowing. And I was just wondering if you could help me tune in to any feedback, any fine-tuning messages from my guides that I may not be hearing.
Okay. Well, actually, there is some good feedback coming through. One of the good feedbacks coming through is that you have been able to simply conquer some of your fears lately. And one of the hardest times for a person to go through during their spiritual ascension is to conquer their fears and train their thought process to constantly be at a positive vibration. And you're getting a lot of kudos from the spirit world saying that you're doing a great job. You're not over with it, but you're doing a great job on that. And you are still having some struggle, so they're like, okay, you just got to wake up when you see yourself struggling and say, no, I'm not going to. I refuse to struggle. And you got to do that. Another thing is that I feel you do need your rest. You've been putting a lot of overtime in sometimes into this ascension. And you need to remember, you know what, it's okay to just put it on pause and take a break or, you know, just get the rest you need, okay?
Wow, that's exactly it. Okay, so it's really about having the courage to just say, you know what, no, I'm not, I don't have to suffer. It doesn't have to be hard or painful. And literally it is kind of you standing at that decision and saying no. So I think I'm finally starting to get that, yeah.
Okay, great. And Pooja, are you getting anything on this one?
No, I think you covered a lot of it. You covered a lot of the stuff.
Yeah. And in the way of healing, what would you suggest?
I feel like a little bit with the throat. The throat is where I'm taking to right away. So I feel like there's a little bit of congestion also. So it feels like there's a lot that you might feel like you need to say, but you're not saying.
Yeah.
For the throat, a lot of times for our listeners, when we're throat chakra is kind of being blocked, or we're sensing things going on with that could use a good clearing. Sometimes that's blocking because we feel like we're not being heard or we feel like we're not understood by others. So that's a great observation, Pooja.
Well, it's become more important.
Take it right away.
I appreciate that feedback. You know, it's become more important for me, though, to not speak up and to allow others their opinion. And so I've been really battling with that lately.
Yes. Well, moderation actually is the suggestion here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think the thing with the throat, when it comes to the throat, it's not only there's a balance between listening and there's a balance between speaking. And really listening to someone, really listening to what they have to say will tell you a lot about yourself. And a lot of it is also listening to what your inner guidance is telling you, I think, with the throat, and then communicating with your own higher self is a big thing with the throat. And there's one more that I was going to suggest. There's one more, and it was on the tip of my tongue, and I was going to say, and I couldn't, I forgot. So it'll probably come up soon, and I'll have to blurt it out. But it's where you tell the world who you are and what you want. So if you're sharing your goals with people, if you're, it's communication. It's really necessary to kind of tell the world who you are, what you want, and kind of listen to guidance that comes in, too. So.
Oh, yes. I'm also picking up something with the root chakra here. So I feel that maybe some concentrations on your root chakra would be advisable at this point. So you are having some troubles trying to stay grounded at the same time.
Yeah,
and I also also to let everyone know on the show, Pooja is actually offering a special for a 1-hour healing. Am I correct? For $100?
Okay.
Pooja, is that correct?
Yeah, for long distance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she does reconnective healing, and, you know, she can guide you on how to do it, getting a session or, you know, whoever you find. But definitely she's giving out a special right now. So definitely take advantage of that. And, you know, she can guide you on, you know, what to do next for yourself so you know exactly what to do.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
All right, well, thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed day.
Oh, my goodness, you too. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, we have had a lot of callers here on Psychic Talk Radio today, and we have one more coming under the area code 562. And we're bringing you on air here momentarily. Hello, 562. You should be live and on air.
Oh, hello. I'm just listening.
Oh, okay.
Is this Steve?
You...
Yes, it is. Hi, Pooja.
No, this is Lolita. Lolita.
Oh. Do I know you?
I can recognize your voice. No, you don't know me, but I know you.
Uh-oh, that means I'm calling too much.
No, it's all good. No, you're funny. I like
it's
you.
It's all
good. I listen to you a lot on Tamara's show, that's why.
On whose show? Oh, okay, yeah. She's great.
Yeah,
you're
wonderful, too.
Thank you.
You don't have a question for Adam?
Well,
why don't
you
ask
him? Do you have anything you want to ask us or state that you're grateful for this holiday season?
I'm just grateful that I'm growing and awakening more and more and just happy to be alive and optimistic about the future.
Of course.
That's
well,
right.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead and pick on you a little bit here because you're not asking me a question, and I feel like there's something in you. One, you are highly psychic and gifted yourself and still have a little bit of trouble trusting that gut instinct like we all do. But you are pretty balanced with it, and I like that about you. Another thing is that romance has always been that kind of off and on start and stop thing going on in your life, and it never seems to ever lead you anywhere other than heartbreak. And I'm here to tell you, you know what, this coming year is going to be the year of your relationship life blossoming and being more permanent and actually turning out to be what you have always dreamt towards but have never been able to seem to achieve. And I believe that there's a lot more patience and understanding in you now for these past couple of years than there has been your whole entire life. And you are seeing a lot more gifts and channels opening up within your third eye.
Wow, thanks a lot.
All right, wonderful. You're welcome. Thank you for listening. I'll put you back on hold so you can continue to listen.
And I just wanted to say, I had no idea that Pooja did reconnective healing because I've heard her on other shows. So it's good to know.
Yes,
yeah, definitely check
when
her out. She's on the House Psychic.
When are you going to have your own show, Pooja?
I should have mine. That's funny. I was actually thinking about it, but I do a little bit of reconnective healing. But what I do is more integrated. It's kind of one of those things where you can't separate modalities. You know what you know, and you know it. But yeah, I would love to. Thank you for thinking of me.
Yeah, sure thing. All right.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, yeah, when are you going to have your own show, too? That'd be really cool. I'll still have to jump on that one.
I know. You guys all have to come to my show then. I'm thinking we'll do it one day. We'll see. I think it's all coming to a place where I'm probably going to have to be forced to do my own show. So we'll see.
Oh, well, you're always welcome over here, too.
Oh, God.
No. Well, Lolita, we have a chat room question.
No, but I think Pooja wanted to ask you something.
Okay, cool.
I was going to ask you to do a short reading for me.
Oh, okay. Well,
what's your one question, Pooja, only?
My one?
Oh, okay.
Your one question only.
Well, first you have to state your gratefulness and get... Just play with you. Go on.
That's funny. Um, Reiki. I really just want
to... PJ?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, now I can, yeah.
I really just want one message from Spirit that I really need to hear right now.
Okay, give me one moment and let me connect to Spirit World. You are finally on the right track to successfully moving forward in business. And they are very pleased with you right now because you have been able to make a personal realization and epiphany. I think the spirits are giving me a cold now. But you have made a personal realization and epiphany in the past week, and you are no longer allowing the actions and feelings of others during your healing processes to affect your success.
Yep.
And they do want to kind of give you a little nudge. Let me get what this nudge is here. Are you okay? Did you find a Lisa, Pooja?
There's a Lisa?
Yeah, is there a Lisa you know yet?
There's an Elizabeth, like a Liz, Elizabeth.
Okay. Elizabeth, or okay. Well, Elizabeth is good. They're saying Elizabeth is really good. That's going to help you open up some more doorways, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also, keep it just as a, because it came through to me like, you know, sometimes it comes through like in a opposite like manner, but I also got the term Lisa, so please, please be aware of a Lisa as well if one comes in, because there is also a really good feeling about a new doorway and business opportunity in that direction as well.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Great.
They are saying that you're still going to have the facility.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, March, April, May is when you should be breaking ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I was hoping it would be sooner, actually. That sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
It probably will be sooner, but May is supposed to be, like, the latest.
Okay, good. That sounds really good. That sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Okay. And when we got another chat room question really quick. Lorraine wants to know if she's got anything coming to her life or finances to improve.
Yes, she does. And I feel that what's going to come in here, you're going to get word about something in a week from now, darling. And, oh, dear one, this is going to be great for you because you know what? It's going to be something I feel you have a lot of experience with. You've even had opportunities to pursue this direction in the past, but hasn't quite worked out for you. I feel this time it will. I feel this is going to be great. I also feel that there is something else temporarily to come through to help you pay a few bills that you're kind of lacking with right now. All right. I keep forgetting chat room questions. They're not actually on air. All right. So did we get any response?
Thank you.
I just wanted to say thank
you. Go ahead.
I was going to say thank you. Thank you for the messages.
Oh, you're welcome, Pooja. You're welcome.
This is awesome.
Cool. Well, we are just so honored to have you back on the show. Welcome back, stranger. Like love said.
I know.
It didn't feel the same without you, that's for sure.
No, it didn't.
All
you need
right.
to come back.
Yes. requirement. You must come on the show at least once a month.
I know. You're so busy.
I will definitely be on next week. Definitely be on next
cool.
week.
Okay. All right. Good.
Cool. Awesome. All right, everyone.
Any more callers?
Well, like we stated, nope, there are no more callers in the queue.
Perfect timing.
Oh, yes. So we are going to go ahead and end the show a wee bit early, as usual. And we will see you next Friday at 8 p.m. Once more, please visit housepsychic.com for all of your spiritual needs. Anyways, as always, it's an honor to have both Pooja Desai and Lolita here co-hosting the show.
Bye, you guys.
Thank you, guys.
Bye,
everyone.
Namaste.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night.